I hear a real strong explosion, and I saw the flash.
Peter Torres fixes airplanes for a living. He's a mechanic at the Civil Air Patrol at Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport. He says what he heard Wednesday morning was a plane beyond help.
The aircraft touched the one block away from my place, touched the wires, the electrical wires. Very possible was the landing gear, and them dive all the way down to the ground.
The crash got Robert Walker out of bed, too, indirectly. His neighbors started calling him just before 5 a.m. It wasn't to talk about what they saw.
A lot of them didn't hear the crash or see the crash, but they could smell. They were concerned about the smell.
That smell was jet fuel. Peter Torres is familiar with it. He says he gets a whiff every time he works near an aircraft.
And I hate that smell because it makes me dizzy. But the jet fuel is similar like kerosene.
What residents north of the airport heard, saw, and smelled was a United Parcel Service cargo plane crashing just short of the runway. C.W. Martis saw it firsthand. He's a battalion chief with the Birmingham Fire Department and the local fire marshal.
Absolutely. It's a debris field probably stretching a block and a half of debris packages, plane wreckage, things of that nature.
News helicopters buzzed overhead while police set up roadblocks not far from where the Airbus A300 lay in pieces. Some motorists on East Lake Boulevard near the airport took the hint and made a detour, and those that didn't got a gentle reminder from the police and quickly turned around. Standing along East Lake Boulevard just north of the airport, eyewitness Peter Torres reflected on what he thinks happened. He's a pilot by training, and he says the way the flight crew revved the engines at the last second just sounded wrong.
Seemed like he was too late discovering that the aircraft was too close to the ground.
Of course, the official word needs to come from the National Transportation Safety Board. 26 NTSB investigators and evidence collection teams from the FBI converged on the crash scene and later met with reporters.
Good afternoon. NTSB board member Robert M. Sumwalt, S-U-M-W-A-L-T, will brief you on the status of the investigation.
So we will be going back and back to the north to document the tree strikes. It appears that the aircraft went through some trees and then initially impacted towards the bottom of the hill where there's evidence of fire. I want to emphasize that while we are here on scene, we are just here to collect the perishable evidence, the perishable information, which is, in my opinion, the information that goes away with the passage of time.
Both pilots are confirmed dead. Back along East Lake Boulevard, just north of the airport, one big question remains for Robert Walker. He's the man we met earlier. The reason neighbors called him that morning is because he's president of the East Lake Homeowners Association. He says the doomed plane seemed to be coming in from the north, and it shouldn't have.
The plane crashed in a direction where they said it wouldn't be a plane.
Homeowners have complained to city officials that a northerly course would take aircraft over occupied buildings. That means the residents would face fuel dumps at best and possibly falling debris at worst. No one on the ground is reported injured, but Walker and members of his association want to know what happened, especially since the runways at Birmingham Shuttlesworth go east to west. The course the plane was taking and all the other factors that may have played into the crash will be looked at by the NTSB, and that could take months. Pat Duggins, APR News, at Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport.